www.jsvfest.com or call 312-427-0266.
Sponsored by... Delicious to have just joined us is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain. Ring with the harmony, oh, let it be. Let our rejoicing rise high. South has the Georgia.
Y'all doing? I really feel good this morning. You know, I spent a lot of time in prayer and talking to God and just looking at it. Jimmy Book gave me hope, too, reading his book. But just reading a lot of stuff. I read some of Dr. Anderson. And then I began to look back, you know, that song, Looking Back Over My Life. There's a song, a blues thing, Looking Back Over My Life. Y'all know about that song, do you? Anyway, and just think about all the stuff and what we've come through and how we have really done and what we need to do. So I feel pretty good. But I love my theme song because what it does is it tells you back during them days that our message was in our music. So the question becomes, what kind of music we listen to, what kind of message we getting from it? You know, that's what I think is for us to think about. And I might find that... thing where they said, give them this and they'll run with the bling bling. I ain't played that in a long time. I might play that, and I might play some of Baba Jordan stuff today. Those are two things I just might play today. The one when Clark was saying, once he was saying, well, you just give them the bling bling and they'll be there. And so I was just thinking, you know, I talked to Afghanistan people, all them people coming over here and what they doing and stuff. They found out that a lot of them coming over here had them little 10, 11-year-old girls they had married, some of their wives and stuff. And y'all probably missed that because you ain't going to get that on the regular station. They were talking, they were showing yesterday how many, and they trying to figure out what to do because them men brought them little girls over here and them little girls was their wives. That's some deep stuff. So they trying to figure out what to do and how to deal with that. And then they find out that a lot of folks they brought over here can't even speak English, which means they had nothing to do with America. And tell me they got to get some interpreters and all that stuff. And that ended up brought all these people over. I was reading where the resettlement in Chicago, how they getting ready to resettle them. And all over the country, the people waiting for them to come and get them settled. And half of them didn't do nothing for us. Nothing at all. But they over here, over this old racist, white supremacist, messed up country that make black folks feel like they ain't nothing, that you don't even need to. And I'm going to try to find that piece with where the L.A. teacher, the L.A. Teachers Union saying that it's all right if they ain't getting math and reading. At least they learning about social justice and all that stuff. I mean, that was just deep. So they're learning about this. And then you had, I'm talking about education now. You had another New York school decide they're not going to have any more honor roll. Because that's prejudice. That's racist because if kids don't get on the honor roll, that makes them feel, y'all better hear me. And I forgot, I saw somebody at Illinois school last night too. I'm going to think about it before I leave because I saw it on the news last night and I didn't write it down, what Prixler said, what he signed for education in Illinois. Then you got the ones that said that math and science and reading is racist, that after so far that you have to you can't hold folks back because of that, which takes you into continuous progress mastery learning when they first introduced that into the black schools. And when they were saying that you don't have to, and then they pass you not because of what you've done, but because some of you might remember, you turned 16, they pass you anyway. That's what. So we better get on this thing because if you don't know if you don't have education, and you don't have faith in your culture, you're doomed to be dead. So everybody come here, they're telling them that the black community is all but dead anyway. Most of them are prejudiced. Be clear on that. Now, I was looking at, I'm going to go a little bit past three. I'm going to go a little bit past it. Okay. I was looking at a lot of news clips last night as I was cutting through my papers. And I might deal with that when I come back after my break because I want to talk about this representation in black folks and what the other folks are saying. Because it's kind of contradictory. You know, I was laughing because, not laughing for happiness, but just sadness. When I hear the Latino caucus talking about the Constitution, talking about how they have to abide by the Constitution's representation, it's so funny. So you read the Constitution, but black folks don't need to read the Constitution. The Constitution is racist. But in the Constitution, it says that illegal people are not supposed to vote. They say that in the Constitution. So did you read that? And they keep pushing this this number thing, which I'm going to talk about when I come back, because we're losing Senate seats. I told y'all we're losing Senate seats and everything else. So I got so much I'm going to run down to y'all. I know I'm going to have to take a break shortly, but I just been looking at all this stuff. And if we don't take a hold yet, I just wish I could get the black leadership to focus on what we're going to do for our black people, because this stuff is real serious. They got the Latino education and got their form and stuff together that they are meeting, and those are the ones that's doing the fighting on behalf of the remap. They doing the fighting on behalf of the remap. the Latina political forum and education forum. We don't have that with the education agenda. And that's what they come together, and that's what they do. And those are the ones that's fighting. They got the, you know about the Latinas, form of the Latina, I'm looking for this stuff, the Latinas form that that deal with their legal stuff. See, they take all this stuff and they use it back for their community. Now, we run through some crazy stuff because when we get our stuff, we run from our community. And there lies the difference, y'all. There lies the real difference because we do run from our community. That doesn't make any sense at all. When I looked at the Latino Education Forum and who was passing, who was fighting this map and how they were saying it's unconstitutional, I dare you to talk about what's unconstitutional. When you come in illegal, and you know, I got a new great-grandbaby, and somebody was talking mess, so I said, don't you worry about that. Let them talk. Because they want to say on one hand that our population numbers are down over everybody else, and on the other hand, they take out people and they kick their butts when they have children, black children. And that's the thing that I've been looking at. If you notice the television, but these people come holding their children and the family, and they walking and they're talking about these children. Hey, is black children important? Is a black woman important? Come on, y'all, give me a break. How important are black women? How important are black children? And you see them folks walking. One woman I just saw this morning, her and her child died in the desert from heat exposure, trying to get to this racist white supremacist country that y'all, you know, the flag that y'all running from is the only flag that you got. I don't care if you do. I don't tell you not to show the red, black, and green. But America is our country. Africa is our continent. And if you don't claim it, you're going to give it up. And what they've done is really talk black people out of hating our own country. And this is the first time in history that have happened, because even throughout enslavement, you'll see that we were able to make gains and to do, and our people did fight on our behalf. But not now. They telling you this old racist, no good country with white supremacists ain't no good for black people. They got black folks feeling so bad, they just walking around feeling all we can do is shoot up each other and don't do nothing. I was looking at some of the artisan trades, and I saw how we're not even involved in that. Most of your artisan trade now are by other people of color, not by you. You got to go work for them. Something is wrong with this. And Dr. Anderson told us that was going to happen. I don't want to hear all this other stuff. You know, if we don't get a handle on right here, it don't matter no way. No way. You know, people talking about, and some, you know, I've traveled to Africa, and I know that's the continent of ours. But when you get, first thing they do is ask you for your passport and what country you're from. And they don't say that you're from Africa. They don't say, oh, you're from the country Africa. Or you, no, they say you're from America. You go to Ghana, which I went there, and when Rollin was fighting for dual citizenship, and they voted against us being able to have dual citizenship. And then you got black folks who want to go to Africa and ain't got no skills to give them. You're not going over there, and when you already got China over there. When you go over there, China and everybody's over there. And one time I was over one part of Africa, and I was told that you had all these different kids, children going to school and had different color uniforms. And they said that represented whatever religion was sponsoring the schools. And those children, one time I went to one part where the children was having school on the sidewalk with chalk written on the sidewalk. But they tell us over here, the union and everybody telling us, that education is not important. I'm telling y'all better wake up, because what has happened in our school, these folks just getting paid. I don't care what you say. Y'all get angry all you want to. You do not have the Mingos, or you do not have Ms. McLemore and Murphy and Dr. Beverly and Travis and all these great teachers that was in the schools. Miss Blair, you don't have that. Mr. Gardner. Ed Gardner was a teacher. His wife was too. You don't have, I think it was at Overton. You don't have them in the schools who really care, the teachers that you had and I had when I was young. And we sit in the top, I don't want to, somebody called me up and said, I got this person and I want them to come on your show. I said, talk about what? And the stuff they want to talk about to me was rather selfish, not nothing wrong with it, but it was about something in their pocket or something they was doing, and which is all right, and you have to get that out. But the question right now, black folks better focus on what's happening to us from an education standpoint and an economic standpoint. Now, when you read about the census, and these folks are talking about how they numbers are big as ours, and how you how we our black folks in the lost population, and they just living with their family, moving around, living with different folks. When they don't tell you that within the black community, they tore down all the public housing. And that was the only group of people in this country that would have signed on to and agreed to have that many folks in this place. Now, I hear people call. When people call me sometimes, a lot of people, I get a little upset, but I have to hold it back and pray. Because in Chicago, when they was trying to tear down public housing, and I was fighting some of those same people I'm fighting now with the stuff they're doing, and I told them, no, we got to have structure in there. And we got to have some form of what they got to go by. Like it used, you know, that poor children have a right, you can look up that, have a right to live just like everybody else. And then they were sending folks in there who didn't even live there, selling drugs, doing stuff, and shooting up the place. And some of these same folks, and we got to walk our children to school. Let's walk our children to school. They get paid to do all that stuff, you know, getting them grants, the violence grants. And they walk their children to school, and then they were talking about, now we walk our children to school. These things need to be torn down. That's a whole group of people. And if y'all want to research it, you'll find out. And I had meetings up and down State Street, and I told those principals, where are you going to be if the buildings get torn down? You don't have no children. They didn't understand the lunchroom. We had lunchrooms then. Lunchrooms, we had janitors. And then when you looked at the public housing, you had people who was executive director running those public housing in the different areas. They was responsible for those housing. You had people who was land flows, doing elevation. It was a whole economic thing. And when I met with the ministers over there, I met with the ministers, the teachers, and everybody. And I told the ministers, y'all going to be sitting in the desert right here on State Street. I'm so glad all I have all this stuff. I have all that stuff taped, so one day I put all that stuff out. Phil Jackson, God rest his soul. And if any of you was there when he had his last birthday party, he said, I have an apology to make to Alderman Tillman. Because he was working for CHA during that time. He said, she laid out all the stuff that these people are doing right now and what was going to happen to our people, and they used me to fight her. And that was a mistake. And he said, I apologize right now. And any of you were there, you heard him, because he was one of the ones that they sent having meetings talking stuff, and he had some folks telling folks that she want to stay on King Drive while you stay with rats. But it was all part of the plan. And so they tore down public housing, not just in my ward, in the second and third and fourth ward, but they also tore down on the west side, and not just in Chicago, but across this country. So they began to move people. Then they began to have a lot of violence going on, where they're taking over our property. You look around your community tonight and see how much you're losing and who's moving in. Inglewood now is almost Hispanic. Almost, it's about 70% Hispanic. And then you got the Chinese moving south. Chinese said they don't want nobody else to represent them. They want their own people. That was in the paper. I'm going to come back in the second half and tell y'all about this. Now, on Clark, between Wabash and Clark, those high-rise, those gray buildings on Cermak. They were going to close those buildings until, and I saved those buildings, and I tried to make sure that the seniors in the front and did homes for housing for families in the back so they can get a chance to know each other. Most of the buildings now, most of the black folks are out of there. Most of the Chinese live most of them in that building now. And in their public houses, if you see them tall buildings you ride around Chinatown, those are public houses. They didn't touch their public houses. And then you'll see that, I don't know what's going on in your community where you live, you can tell me, but then when you start going south, you'll see even more. So they was talking last week about they want their representation. And they all talking about the Constitution that they don't want to teach our children. You don't even know the preamble, don't even pledge, don't know nothing. But folks dying to get here while they tell you, kick America in the butt, this is nothing. Because I was telling somebody the other day, and I'm going to take a break in 2 minutes. I was telling somebody the other day, you have to destroy the white Anglo-Saxon and black America to take over the United States of America and remake it. Why I said that? This country was built by white Anglo-Saxon and the descendants of enslaved blacks in America. So, if you start making sure that you take everything that resembles that in terms of the relationship, then you take away our history. That's why I was against tearing down those statues. I said take the children and teach them where you had them. Why would you go and want to tear down the Lincoln statue? And that's what enslaved people was rising up with chains being broken at the base. You have to be careful. Europeans leading you. Europeans saying, oh, well, they looking like they subservient to Lincoln. Not telling our children that it was Lincoln, it was slaves, enslaved people paid for that statue. You want to tell on Frederick Douglass? Why you want to tell on Teddy Roosevelt? Well, if you had not had Teddy Roosevelt, you couldn't talk about, you take your child to Teddy Roosevelt and you say, this is why we got Tuskegee, because he worked with Booker T. Washington. So I'm saying, if you look at the history, we always took the Constitution and went because our country was built on the God we trust. And we went and said, this is wrong, this is wrong, and we fought. But then you have another whole group in here who really didn't come in to build a foundation but trying to destroy those who have it. And they really look down on us, y'all. And some of them think we're stupid because we've been here so long and we just want all this stuff. We're talking about letting them lead us. What did the Latino Caucus man say? We're not talking about no equity. But they got you talking about equity. And then they're keeping their community. Like right now, they bring all these people in their community. And what do? Their stores, their culture. They're taking over government. And in government, they're making laws for us to live by. I don't think a person like Omar should be in government. I don't think Tlaib should be in government. But based off our Constitution. And when they get in office, what they do is work on behalf of their people. And I got to take a break. And I know I got to take 30 seconds, I think, what. So I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about this stuff because I want y'all to wake up. I don't know what, I don't think they're doing this on purpose. I think they don't know any better. Because here again, we're doing stuff again. Against ourselves. We did that with the public housing, and great people came out of public housing. Instead of saying we have to have structure here, and you got something you got to live by. You can't just come in here and do this and do that. But no, we just spread them people everywhere. Tore down the houses, that little set of low-rise housing on, I think it's 45th or 44th, over by Woodson. I say that, and we did it. It's not in three no more. And also Dearborn Homes, I was able to save Dearborn Homes and redo Dearborn Homes before they came with the hatches. So I don't know what else they're going to do. But I'm telling you, some of these same so-called black folks want to do this and do that. They didn't stand up and fight for those people in public housing. They've never stood up and fight for anything that was going on until after the fact and then say, oh, we should do this. I remember telling some of my brothers and sisters who were working very close to the diaspora in Africa. I said, well, how are you going to get there and jump across State Street? I said, Conrad, I tell you, I always said, Conrad, we can't jump across State Street. Let's do State Street, then go over there. But there's no way you can jump way up. Sometimes people do all that because that keeps them from having to do local stuff. But I'm going to really talk about this map. You use the senators. And we're doing stuff to hurt ourselves. That's why in that bill that Nancy got to these black folks, I'm going, pass the bill. It's going to give all these illegals the right to vote. they did the elected school board, and they saying it's going to be doing then when we elected our congressional people, giving them the right to vote just for election. You better watch it. But we work against ourselves, and we don't even know it, and then you're going to come on this radio or go around to yourself talking toilet talk, tell me what's happening to us. Our houses, our community, all being pushed away. When you look around our community, I live on 43rd and King Drive, but look around all the areas, even those houses that I built. One thing they said was the third ward, gang population, we didn't lose. They talk about all the people who lost population, but they said, I'm going to talk when I come back about the wards that didn't lose population. Why? Because we got a lot of folks that moved in them houses and them buildings. And what you're going to see is the buildings in the ward that you see, they're going to take the buildings and put them people in there. And black men, do you see all them men coming across that border? 2 million have come across, and they're trying to keep your man off of it. And then look at the ones they brought in from Iran that had nothing to do with it, and all the people they left back. Black folks died, as a black brother died over there, died over in Afghanistan, I mean. Black folks died. And so we said, don't go in the army, don't join the police force, and you look at all these outside folks. You ready? All these outside folks getting the police force, getting all the other stuff. I say you join the police force and take care of your community. I have community police. I say you go into service. Are we ready for service? What are we ready for? Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON. Our number is 773-591-69. We're streaming live. www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. On Facebook, group Facebook. We're on Blog Talk if you miss us. I want you to get your coffee, get your tea. I'm going to be gone for 2 minutes. You can come on back and talk to me. We can continue the conversation with Dorothy Wright Till. I'm going to be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Greetings, family. This is Salim Muwakil asking you to check in with America's most astute radio audience every Saturday between 7 and 10 p.m. and astound family and friends with your bulging mind muscle. Join our global classroom where we're all students of the world.
On the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
It's time to head back to the classroom. Our friends at Access Community Health Network want you to do it safely. One of the most effective deterrents to COVID-19 are face masks. As students head back to the classroom, everyone over the age of 2 should wear face masks that cover both their nose and mouth. A fun way to keep young people motivated to wear them is to encourage them to make a fashion statement. When they fit well and are worn correctly and consistently, face masks are highly effective and safe to wear for long periods of time during the school day. Access Community Health Network is transforming community health care and wishes all students a healthy and safe school year.
Make sure your child is ready for a healthy school year with Access Community Health Network. Access offers annual back-to-school physicals and COVID testing and vaccines for eligible students at all 35 Chicagoland locations. Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are available. Call 833-754-2149 to schedule your appointment today. That's 833-754-2149. Walk-ins are welcome.
Two Mount Vernon women are dead, killed in a fatal crash on I-64. Illinois State Police report early Thursday morning.
Driving under the influence has claimed yet another life.
Impaired driving is responsible for an average of over 300 deaths a year on Illinois roadways.
Authorities say that driver drove into the median and struck a tree. He is facing charges of driving under the influence and improper lane usage.
Illinois State Police say alcohol did play a factor in that crash.
Drivers can learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
The Illinois Secretary of State's office now requires appointments at select driver services facilities. To schedule an appointment for driver's licenses or ID cards, visit CyberDriveIllinois.com. Check the website as the list of facilities statewide will continue to expand. Also, people can call the reservation helpline at 844-817-4649 for help in scheduling an appointment. Save time by scheduling your appointment today.
It's time to focus with Robert McKay, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. Indulge in quality conversations, enlighten your mind, and enjoy the ride while we protect, preserve, and prepare our today for our tomorrow. It's time to focus with Robert McKay, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m., only on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
WVON is everywhere you are, on your radio, on the internet, and now, hey Alexa, play WVON 1690 AM.
Getting WVON 1690 AM station from iHeartRadio.
Try it out for yourself. You can now listen to the Talk of Chicago on Alexa.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Until we get our share, y'all. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. We are back, y'all. Talk of Chicago, 1690. WVON right here at the great city of Chicago, where you have coffee, tea, and a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live at www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We also on Blog Talk if you miss us. You can go back and you can listen. And we're just talking about what we got to talk about the future of black people in America. I'm not talking about nowhere else, but right here as we give up that our home. And I don't know where you're going. I really don't know, because it is your home. You're losing the land. They're even trying to change Alabama, Mississippi, too. Don't y'all think Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia? They're putting these folks everywhere. And young, and look, men, black men, you better understand what's going on here. When I look at the disasters and stuff that's going on, and then our men be like, well, you can't do this. That's the way our men used to be. We used to get out there, do our, and do whatever we got to do to cut stuff up and be volunteering to clean up and doing stuff. And then we had our churches and our community groups and stuff that would go in and serve and volunteer. They're trying to reduce us to nothing. And they're in the minds of our children. And there's nobody looking out for these babies. These babies are not learning. They're teaching them something. They're saying it's all right if they don't know nothing, as long as they understand it's garbage. And then you turn the page, and the next thing you see, they tell you how so-and-so have gone on to learn technology or learn this and learn that. Other people. It's like City College. City College is free if you go to the school, if you go to public schools. They got a lot of skills there. Our children are not there. Majority of the people there are people of color. Malcolm X got a whole medical thing, people of color, because they have so bogged down. And our parents, some of our parents are just useless in terms of fighting for, because they don't know how. These folks are destroying our community, and it's destroying our future. And I'm just pleading with our leadership and our churches, we got to do something. Why can't all the stuff we got, why can't we start our schools? Why can't we do something here in this country for black children and black babies? Don't you see? But no, y'all look at Joy Reid and all of them. I do not watch her, do not like her. I don't care if y'all love her. She don't talk about what's going on in the Congo. If this woman had anything positive to say to lift black folks up, I want to hear it. All she want to do, Trump this, she ain't got Trump to talk about, she ain't got nobody. Trump, or black, they don't. And she don't even know nothing about the descendants of enslaved blacks in America. She took Melissa Harris' place, and she don't talk about what's going on in Congo, where her father and everybody's from up there. This country, welcome her father, her mother, welcome them into this country now. Everything is bad about the country? That can you turn on TV once? And hear them saying, we better look at this education that's going to black children. And we better look at the economics. Oh, and I'm going to come to the phone. The other thing came out. The highest unemployment rate in this country right now is among black men. I think they're about 9 or 19. Then black women and black youth. Under Trump, you did. Nope. We had low. But y'all didn't like that. And the other thing they said was housing. Buying houses, all that stuff. We just low on education. We've been living beneath everybody. And y'all got time to talk? Call here. Don't call it talking this job. Well, yeah, that would do. Not we better do this, you know, because you got an outlet to be calling in on or walking around, as Bevel said, toilet talk. Use some toilet paper and flush that mess down the toilet. When we're losing our children, we're losing our families, we're losing our homes. All these folks with all these taxes, that's part of it. These folks are setting up businesses already for the Afghanistan. And they're setting up stuff for the so-called Latino. They got currency and they got country. And their representatives are speaking for them. The only time we hear black folks talking is what Nancy and them other people tell them to say. I would like to see our people have a press conference, come together and talk about the miseducation of black people. Carter G. Woodson, miseducation of the Negro is worse, Carter G. It's worse. We're losing. You cannot, without faith in God, don't you let nobody fool you. Because if you don't think you have a God and there's some faith, then you give up hope anyway. Let me go to the phone. Did I get out the phone on my face. Let me go to the phone. Patrick. Patrick?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, good morning, Dorothy.
No, I think what you're saying,
yes, it is.
Okay.
And it's you're right. You know, as far as education is concerned, what I'm seeing is that the black kids, even here in Toronto, are being steered towards certain subjects when they want to go to college, right? So they steer them towards, mainly here, they try to steer them towards stuff like social work, which is nothing wrong with.
Uh-huh.
But when I went to a graduation a couple of years ago, you know, I'm looking at where all the black students to walk across the stage, and when they mentioned the School of Social Work, that's where they all were. And I'm like, what? And then so...
Because it's an easy subject to do. And even Patrick, and nothing wrong with social work, but I remember we used to have the black... social workers, like with Winston Brown and all of them, they really got together and worked and looked out for black children. All these things that these other people have now, we had it. We had the black social workers who worked on behalf of black children. Black police department, black this, black doctors, black that, black religion. We had folks who was not afraid to be black, and they worked on behalf of black people, just like these other folks doing for their folks now.
Yeah, absolutely. And but when it got to the other schools, the School of Engineering, School of Medicine, all Asian and white, and mainly Asian.
Oh, yeah.
So I think we have to – the education is important, but there's an opportunity here. Because things are changing, so if we can change the opportunity, we can change the education. Education and technology. Technology is changing, is starting to shift. Economics, finance, is going through a big shift right now with technology, and we have a chance to get our young people into it because that's where all the money is. I can attest to that.
Oh yeah,
right?
Well, you know, and the medicine, all the other stuff you're saying, the arts and trades. People don't talk about all those. Artisan trades that people just had that you do with your hands.
And trades.
Yeah.
Trades are a big, big thing now, but we're steering them into stuff, into...
They're being steered into nothing. Right now, Patrick, I don't know what's happening in Toronto, but here, they're being steered into being stupid, to social justice, to other stuff. No, I'm serious. I'm trying to find this clip. I hope Evan can find it. And not, I'll play it next week, where the L.A., the head of the teacher union in L.A. said it's all right as long as they're learning about social justice, she said all this mess last week, that is all right. And then you got New York saying they get rid of the honor roll because it is racist. Then you got Oregon and California and some other cities saying that you don't have to have reading and writing and math to graduate. That's racist. People should get graduated. They don't have to be proficient in that. But yet those same people either don't have no children or they have their children in private schools.
Exactly. They're people that rail against, you know, choice and going to the best schools and getting your children into really good schools, their children are not in the poor-performing schools.
No.
And they have their children in good schools.
It's a disgrace how our schools are. I want somebody to call in and tell them what they got in their school. And some of the parents don't know. And one of the school board members in California said, they just want somebody to babysit. Anybody thinking about them? And all that kind of stuff. It's a new attitude. Thank you so much, Patrick. Thank you. Let me tell you something. It's really, I'm trying to wake y'all up for the future. I really am. Our children don't read. Did you see what China was doing? I'm not no friend of China because China's full of it. Chinese people are racist too now. They said they don't want no, y'all didn't see that, did you? Well, they said they don't want no sissy like men on, they cannot run any soft men, sissy men. That's what they said on their screen. They're not going to allow that anymore, only macho men, because they're getting ready for strong men. They also said that their children cannot watch and play these games during school, the week of school. They can only do it on the weekend, and that's just so many hours. Be clear on y'all. And Chinese on TikTok, only 6 hours a week, they can do it, and that's on the weekend. And they on the TikTok, the little kids trying to be. This is some deep stuff. Trust me, y'all. Trust me, trust me, trust me. I tell you. Mama D.
Hallelujah. Greetings. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mrs. Jackson is home. Today marks the 20th anniversary of the United Nations voting USA Child Slavery as a crime against humanity and recommended reparations. I have 10 bullet points related to it, and with your permission, I would like to share them with the VON family.
Go on,
family.
How long it is. Go on.
Less than 2 minutes.
Well, go on while you talk. Give it to
them. Okay. I'd like to share it because no black radio, media, civil rights leaders, politicians, or impacted organizations have said or planned anything regarding this historic day. So, number one, in 1619, 20 African-American slaves was brought to a British colony, Jonestown, Virginia. In 1640, that changed when 3 indentured servants, 2 whites and 1 black, ran away and were caught. The black man, John Punch, was sentenced for life. This was the first known case.
Get that book of Jimmy, you'll find all of that.
Forced labor based on racial identity. Number three, in 1662, Virginia passed a law declaring that a child's status of slave or free was established by his mother. And in 1664, Maryland passed a law mandating servitude for life for black slaves and others.
Hold up a moment, Mama D. You know, most of that stuff is in Dr. Anderson's book, too. They can call Powernomics and get those books and read that. So you saying today that they should be celebrating what today?
2 minutes. It was less than 2 minutes.
No, I got to take a break now.
Well, if you just let me finish, the other person had 5 minutes. This is very quick. Okay?
See, Mama D, I take you. You call every week, and I give you time to talk, and you spend this time doing this. You got 30 more seconds, Mama D.
Okay, thank you. They passed a law that it was illegal for black men to assemble, to earn money, raise food, or learn to read, and it was lawful for the slaves.
Mama D, I like that. I'm going to tell you something right quick. Now, with all of this history, we need to teach our children history. We need to make sure that in Chicago, in Illinois, that they pass, they do this bill that Shaw did before he passed. We're saying we need to know about black history so that we can learn how is all this coming around to our education and taking our children's minds back.
In at least 5 minutes, looked like you could have given me.
Okay, Mama D, I love you. I ask you to tune in. I think I love you. You know I love you, Mama D. I don't know why. I love Mama D. She hung up. Okay. All right. You can't call and tell my minutes I give people based on what they're talking about. If they're talking about the subject, I will. Maurice.
Dorothy Tillman, I truly, truly love the Creator. Therefore, I'm compelled to love the creation. Therefore, I love you.
I love you too, Maurice.
Look, the revolution may not be televised, but it will certainly be broadcast out of Birmingham, Alabama, mm-hmm. on Sankofa Revolutionary Radio, and it will be an economic revolution, my sister. Thank you very much. Mama D, that's the way you got to sum it up.
When is that, Maurice? When is it?
We got to learn how to sum things up with these words, Dorothy. You can't do all this with airtime.
Maurice, when is this going to be on so people can listen?
Check your smartphone. We got smartphones.
When are they supposed to listen?
Check your smartphone.
Oh, okay. Look, I don't know why I'm talking to you. I tell you, I got to wrap it up. This is really funny. Real funny. Talk to Chicago, 69 WVO here. Hot number 775-69. We're streaming live at www.vn.com on our radio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, a group Facebook. We are on Blog Talk. If you miss us, I think on Saturday I try to give y'all what you need, but I see why these other folks do y'all like that through the week. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
Chicago is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
Of Elijah McClain, the young black man's mother, Sheenan McClain, had a powerful message for them on CBS this morning.
They don't deserve the uniform that they were wearing that night. They don't deserve to be in the field that they're in because they disrespect life.
Police officers Nathan Woodyard and Randy Rodima, former officer Jason Rosenblatt, and paramedics Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chikuniak are charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. The officers detained the 23-year-old as he was walking to a convenience store after someone called 911 to report a suspicious person. Officers put him in a chokehold, and paramedics injected McClain with a sedative before taking him to the hospital. McClain eventually suffered cardiac arrest and died 6 days later.
A jury has acquitted a black man who fired multiple shots at Minneapolis police during last summer's George Floyd demonstrations. Jaleel Stallings says he was acting in self-defense. During the May 2020 incident, he fired 3 shots at police, assuming they were white supremacists. Police body camera footage captured the incident.
Shot fired.
Reports are Minneapolis officers were in unmarked vehicles at the time of the shooting. An officer reportedly testified that police failed to identify themselves. Stallings was recently found not guilty of attempted murder charges in connection to the incident. KMSP-TV reports Stallings is considering a civil lawsuit against the city now that he has been found not guilty.
Grand Isle, Louisiana is uninhabitable after Hurricane Ida. Joe Valiente is the director of emergency management in Jefferson Parish, where Grand Isle is located.
We've lost 100% of our power grid, so we are completely without power. So that's causing issues like gas shortages. There's nowhere to buy any food. We have a large segment of the population did not evacuate.
It's estimated that at least 40% of the buildings in the coastal community were completely destroyed.
Rival pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer and Merck, have each announced new trials for their oral antivirus drugs for coronavirus. Reuters reports Pfizer's drug is designed to block the activity of a key enzyme that is needed for the coronavirus to multiply. Merck announced its trial will study an experimental drug for the prevention of COVID-19 among adults living with someone diagnosed with coronavirus.
Paying for college can be tough, and searching for scholarships to pay for that education can be just as difficult. That's why Christopher Gray created Scholly, the number one rated scholarship search app in the world. The black man told Because of Them We Can, he landed a $1 million scholarship years ago and graduated from college debt-free. It inspired him to help other students, especially those of color, graduate debt-free. Scholly has facilitated over $100 million in scholarships. I'm Jaleesa Chapman, along with Ray Harris, on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
I'm Ashley Young on the Black Information Network. On March 2nd, 1955, Claudette Colvin, a 15-year-old in Montgomery, Alabama, a high school student, boarded a bus in downtown Montgomery. She and three other black students were told to give up their seats for a white woman. Colvin refused to give up her seat, was arrested, and eventually put on indefinite probation. Though Colvin's courageous act occurred 9 months before Rosa Parks' similar protest, the NAACP chose to use the 42-year-old civil rights activist as a public face of the Montgomery bus boycott. As they believed, an unwed mother, Colvin became pregnant when she was 16, would not be the best face for the movement. Colvin felt slighted, but later joined three other women, Mary Louise Smith, Aurelia Browder, and Susie McDonald, as the plaintiffs in Browder v. Gale, the case that ultimately overturned bus segregation in Alabama. And that's a fact. For these stories and more, go to BINnews.com.
Where black news comes first.
Listen and stay informed.
It's time to head back to the classroom. Our friends at Access Community Health Network want you to do it safely. Parents are doing something they've never done before, having their children return to school in a pandemic. It's important that families do their part to keep students safe. Taking students' temperatures at school may not be feasible, but we can do it when they're at home. Monitor your child's health daily and keep them home if they have a fever of 100.4 degrees or greater or any other signs of illness. Access Community Health Network is transforming community health care and wishes all students a healthy and safe school year.
Make sure your child is ready for a healthy school year with Access Community Health Network. Access offers annual back-to-school physicals and COVID testing and vaccines for eligible students at all 35 Chicagoland locations. Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are available. Call 833-754-2149 to schedule your appointment today. That's 833-754-2149. Walk-ins are welcome.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
Let our
full of the pain that the dark has got caught. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun, a new day begun. Let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road
difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
We got some difficult days. It's very difficult, Dr. King. I don't know how to get folks to be like you and focus on the needs of black people, where we got to go to maintain ourselves in this country for being all the fight you gave your life up. I don't mind. I tell you. Dr. King went to the mountaintop because he allowed him to go. We got to go to God, and we got to be a little bit more disciplined and go to God and do what we got to do for our children. Whew, it's 7 o'clock, wherever you go, wherever you live in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world, to take that deep breath. You ready? Black. Come on, y'all. You know we do 3 for the Trinity. Black. One more time, y'all. Black. Is that black enough for you?
Here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, clean. want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, and I'm black and I'm beautiful. We are back, y'all, at our 7 o'clock hour. We're going to, ooh, this board is lit up. I got maybe one or two lines open, but the board is lit up. And we've been talking today about the future of our community. And we've been trying to gear y'all toward education, toward really looking at the ward remaps that's happening now, to all these people coming across this border. 2 million people have just walked across. And then the Afghanistan people who done came in here who didn't have nothing to do with no translator. And they said on one of the other, I think it was a Newsmax, where they were showing where these men had 11, 12-year-old wives they was bringing over. And then we got the remap going on. We got so much going on in our community. But you also have other communities who have taken a page from our notebook. We had our people leading and working on our behalf. And right now, you know, when I think of them, they got the leadership, the Latino Leadership Economics and Political Caucus Forum, where they get together and working on who they're going to put in and what they're going to do and all of that stuff. And then you got all this other stuff going on. But I told y'all in the other hour, I talked about the ward remap, and you cannot get past that. These people are talking about the Constitution of the United States. Somebody have a constitutional right. Well, the Constitution says you're illegal, you can't vote. So why you have a right for representation? That's why Trump had the legal representation on the thing. Y'all said the citizenship question, and y'all fought that. Now you got somebody, when that bill and then some guy floating around up there that's going to give illegal amnesty, give them the right to vote and all that other stuff. That's why they don't want you to have ID. I don't know nobody who ain't got no identification. So we be hurting ourselves sometimes. When I told you earlier how we got rid of all our people, moved them out the way in Islam, but we didn't have numbers. As I said last week, they walking across the border. Now, the representation of the black legislative map that's in question here, what they got is in 2011, they had 16 House and 8 Senate districts with a majority of the black population. The plan that was approved in June resulted in 12 House seats. Now you had 16, now you got 12. This is for black folks. Six Senate districts. Did you see the difference in how many we lost? But you're not paying attention to that. I don't care what you might think about your representative. You need to keep your seat, and maybe you can work with them or get somebody else, but you don't need to be letting folks lose. And Latinos are based off of their population. I mean, the fact that they got the nerves, we brought them into government. I can't say too much about that, my God. And they tell me the Constitution, and they tell our children don't learn the Constitution. This country is so racist and white supremacist, and then we fight and we give up on our education and all of our stuff, and they just slide in. As I said, City College is free. Our children don't even go there. We don't even get trades. And these folks have skills who come out of it, too. Don't forget that. Somebody called and reminded y'all of that on my other show. But when you look at what's going on, this is something. They're going to have a plan to reduce the number of black majority population districts to 8 in the House. They had 12 the last time. Now they're going to be going on to 8. They had 16. In the House and 16 Senate, and then you have, and it didn't went down. I'm saying y'all not paying attention. Now you just gotta wake up. While y'all just be on these tantrums? That's how we lost the public housing. Y'all just wanted to do this other stuff instead of looking, as Booker T. Washington said, drop your bucket where it is. There's 100, and they said they just want more ward representation. They pushing for it. Even though the people can't vote. And we're not saying none. We're not saying nothing at all. And in terms of school, right now you can't hardly get a job unless you do bilingual education, unless you can speak two languages. I don't know, if we found a Barbara Jordan's piece, I'll play it next time, where she said you need to speak English. But here we got folks from other countries coming, and they're dictating to you as a black descendant who was in schools have not taught you no dual language. They got you saying, well, you can't get that job, you can't speak dual language. Come on, y'all. We got to wake up. We got to fight for our children. We got to fight for our, just our being and our children and our families. I told y'all about what China is doing. Go look it up. They said, we don't want no sissy men, nobody south. They take it off TV. They taking, they saying their children are not going to watch so many, they're not going to look it through the week at doing those game show with that technology stuff. They only can do it so many hours. Even TikTok, they made TikTok. That's, they own that. And when you do a video on TikTok, China own that video. It's really just deep. There's a lot of stuff going on that we got to do. One of my listeners sent me this last week. He or she, Ebony wrote it down for me, said, John Henry Clark says, one of our greatest strengths is our love for humanity. We accept everybody, but our weakness is not knowing their intentions. Talk of Chicago 69 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live at www.wvon.com. We're on our Heart Radio, take us wherever we go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, and if you miss it, go back to Blog Talk. Let me just say something to y'all. I know I've always given y'all the freedom to talk and say what y'all want to say. And y'all get upset if I kind of steal y'all when y'all get off the conversation. Most folks won't even let you do that. And I try to let you do that. But we're in some hard times right here, right now. We need to be talking about what we can do to save our community. Now, you want to do your history piece? I think that's very important because I've always believed in it. My son wrote a book on it, on some of it, and I've always in reparations. But you need to be pushing the state legislators to make sure history get in there. And the thing, right now, whatever you want to do, I'm not telling y'all that at some point we might not get back into letting y'all have free fall. But I wish you'd stay on the subject in terms of what we need to do. Or at least have a discussion about it. It's very, very important. Very important. Thomas.
Good morning, Mrs. Tillman. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Thomas. Trying to be fine.
Yes, well, thank you. First of all, thank you and Ebony for your work every Saturday morning here on VON. We love you. If no one else says it today, I love both of y'all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And my question was, because I'm ignorant of this fact, and you probably know the ins and outs more of workings of government, I'm interested in finding out. I live here in the 8th Ward, as you know. How can we find out from whoever, an alderman, someone in who works for us in government, what the particular curriculum is being taught in our specific ward?
Well, first of all, your alderman is Michelle Harris. I think your trotter might. I just try to resign. But I think that we need the curriculum come from the state, and it's something I saw on television yesterday. But I was dozing off, and they said something Bill that pricks the sign, and I'm gonna find out what that is. But I think that we have a right to go in these schools and see what's being taught. Right now, they don't even want you in the schools.
That's what I was thinking. It can't go in there and just, you know, demand, what are you teaching? What's the curriculum, you know?
Well, I think that's...
Who is the liaison, I guess it would be? Who's the liaisons in the school with the community that we can reach?
Well, you know, you used to have school reps, and now you got local school council members, and a lot of them are controlled. But I think that we got to look at the state, see what the state is mandating that they learn. And then I think each area you need to put together and go into and find out the curriculum, what the music, what the science, what it is. We got to figure out how to do that in each area. Call Michelle. You got Michelle over there in 8th Ward. But that's not going to – you got to first get a list of your schools. And then you can find out, do they have music, do they have science, have this. You need to look at the Illinois State Board of Education and see what they have laid out in terms of a curriculum in order to be able to graduate. And if some of my listeners are listening, call in and answer Thomas' question. And I'll try to have more information next week, Thomas, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, and have a blessed week.
Thank you. And y'all call in and tell me, but am I correct? Because, see, when we was at Mollison, we didn't care. When all the whole school was failing, we went in, and the parents began to kick butts, and then we organized 80% of the schools behind that. Because we found out that our whole school was failing during that time. It was something. Janice? Hello?
Oh, hi, Ms. Tillman, you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry about that. I was listening to that gentleman. I wanted to say my friend had a teacher. He was on the West Side School. He told him, I don't care what they say downtown, I'm teaching phonics the old way so my children can read. You know, my mother went to a school. When I went to school, the lady had us folding papers, and my mother said she was incompetent. So she got together, and she sent me to a place where she had to pay out of her pocket for me to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of the system, she said this thing is designed to help kids fail.
Help black kids fail. Black children.
Yes, it is.
It ain't everybody's black children because they got some
my
different.
My sister would sit down with me over the summer. We got a blackboard. My handwriting improved and everything. My mother said, you got to help me. But let me tell you something. I'm self-educated. There's a lot of blacks out. When you get older, you feel. I had a friend who was trying to get a job at a bank. He couldn't pass the math test. He went out to community college because he and I took the math test, math together, and we taught ourselves.
Well,
and that's what we've got.
The community college, Janice, all of them is free if you go to public school. If you go to the Chicago community college that our taxes pay for, you'll find that most of the folks in there is people of color and not that many black folks. Even at
I'm out in Moraine Valley area, and it is racist as heck.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from the Robbins area.
Yeah.
It's racist as heck. But let me finish on this note, Ms. Tillman. I don't know why our black leadership doesn't get to the point where they don't say vouchers, because we could have Marva Collins schools all in the black community.
Well,
and
they might not. Let me tell you, wait. You know, the government tried to say that the money should follow the child, and that was happening at some point, but when you got a different administration in, they changed that back. That's something that needs to be looked at. You know, it's really
and
something.
Do you remember this, Ms. Tillman, that it's over 7,000 students has messed up in D.C. because of Dick Durbin and Obama? Because Dick Durbin talked him into not letting those kids take that money.
Oh, I remember
and all
that.
These black people, yeah, they took it away from them.
Yes, they
now,
did.
I wish they would look at some of those black kids' lives. See,
yes,
Ms. Tillman, people are waking up now.
Well, education and economics are very important.
I want to mention this.
I got
to
go.
They should check to see. You can get ABC Mouse for your child if you live in the city of Chicago and they got a library card.
Okay.
That's all I want to mention.
Thank
That's
you.
That's that thing on computer.
Thank you, Janice. Look, y'all, if we ain't talking about education and economics and skills and stuff, our children right now are willing to fight for that. And our property that they're taking. Our property they're taking away from us through taxes and everything. You know, I don't know what else. Let me see what the tax doctor got to say about it. Give him his minute. Tax doctor?
Good morning. First of all, Ms. Tillman, I'm beginning to understand you're the greatest. Let me say that.
Thank you.
People, check out Dr. King tapes, videos on YouTube. The three evils of society you should watch. What is your life blueprint you should watch?
Your life blueprint is a good one. I'm going to play it one day. I got it at home on CD, but I'm going to play it from YouTube. And also you need to watch what I played about a month ago when he was at, not Harvard, he was at the other school. And he really talked about us as a people.
And the other one is, the most serious issue right now is economics. Check that one out, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
Folks, Ms. Tillman just said to you, we're losing our property over taxes.
Did you get your tax bill yet?
Oh, I got mine.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Did you see that tax?
Yes, but this is what I want folks to understand about your tax bill. 70% of your tax bill is going to the schools, okay? Now, I sat on the governor's task force for property tax relief. 88 officials was part of that task force. The Democrats put together a report, and I sat on the subcommittee with Representative Mary Flowers. We put together one of the most spectacular 62-page report that they have ever seen, and they was blown away by it. Our recommendation is, folks, we need to consolidate these school districts. It's 856 school districts that cost us $18 billion a year. Now, we don't need 800 and 56 school districts. That's number one.
Do me a favor, Tax Doctor. Send me a copy of that to the station, and I'll look at it and study it, and we'll talk more in details about it, because I still want to y'all talk about the curriculum in that also.
Our main thrust was cutting these taxes and keeping folks in their property.
Okay.
And the reason that we're losing our property is because we don't have one statewide budget for education. We need to get the schools off of the property tax system.
Yeah, because the state is mostly responsible for the education of that child. But now you got the school board here in Chicago tax us for school.
Yes.
The city
tax
us for the schools. Then they tax us for the junior college. They tax us for the library. They tax us for the park district. And see, folks don't know all that stuff. And then they tax us. We got to count all this stuff. But send me a copy of that to the station so I can study it.
What's your email address?
No, send me a copy of it. I don't want you to email it to me. It's too much to put on my email. You pull it down and send me a copy of the full thing to the station. I will read it, and we'll have a discussion on it in a few weeks.
Okay. Also,
okay. Thank you. Okay, I want to read it. I really want to read. Thank you, Tax Doc. Thank you so much. Lewis.
Good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Good morning.
I'd like to make two comments. My first comment is about what that gentleman was asking about for the curriculum. All he has to do is just Google whatever school that he's looking for to find the curriculum, and then put in there and ask for the curriculum, and it should print out, it should print up what the curriculum is that they're going to teach you at that school.
Are they going to also tell all that other stuff they're teaching in there, too?
Right. So all he has to do is just put the name in, either on his phone, laptop, or whatever. Just put the name of the school in there and then ask for the curriculum, and it'll print it out. Okay, now, this is my second question. I'm puzzled right now. I'm puzzled because I don't know what high schools are in the Englewood area. Because this is what happened. In 2018, they closed four high schools. They closed Englewood, Roberson, Hope, and Harper. And they opened up one new STEM high school. It's called Englewood STEM High School. It's a selective enrollment. And then there's another school that's in that area, Limbloom Math and Science Selective Enrollment. Where are our high school students in Englewood? In that Englewood area, where are they going to school at? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, Lewis. We need to find out. Thank you so much. He's absolutely right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lewis. All right. Let me see what Ron. Let's see what Ron want to say. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Ms. Tim. I just was calling to
give
that information.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to get that information because I live in the 8th Ward. So let the gentleman know he can call his state rep. And it's important that
The state rep
is Marcus Evans.
I thought it was another guy. What's his name?
Elger. LG Sims is state senator.
Oh, LG Sims.
Trust me, I know.
Okay.
And guess what, Ms. Tillman?
What?
It's not that I know them. More importantly, they know me. I called up to the Alderman. It's
going
to be 30 seconds. I called the Alderman's office. I told him one day, I'm sitting here in front of my house. I said, every day I'm seeing these Hispanics, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and I told him, the representative, I don't see any black people. I said, why? So, and he told me his name is Alvin Riley. I'm just saying it over the airway.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Ryan, well, can I come out and meet with you? He said, I'm taking you to a project on 95th and Stony. We're black country. But the thing is, so again, the film is not only that we know them, they should know us.
And they should be afraid. They need to be afraid. See, one thing about when Harold was in, the representative was scared of the people. Now they're back to not being afraid of the people in our community.
Yeah.
And I think
they know
Sim took Trotter's place, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, and so what happened when once at Marcus Evans, we were at a community meeting and we're talking about not being able to find black contract. And I told him, I said, look, anytime I know somebody that is interested in that field, I'm sending them to your office. But you, Mr. Tillman, that's what you have to do. So, again, they they know me, and they know
well,
I
we need
fight
to look at
for black folks.
And yeah, and look for the state education, what they're saying in the curriculum.
Yeah.
We're in trouble, Ron. I don't know why black folks don't want to talk about economics and education. They want to talk about everything but that.
Don't talk about, absolutely, about economics. And I told them, I don't want to relook out my window and see other folks work in front of my house, and I don't see any black people. And they came out and talked with me. So we have demanded, Ms. Tillman. So
thank you
very much. And then I just want to give that gentleman the information. Have a good
thank
day
you.
And a great weekend.
Thank you for calling. Let me get Plump before we go on a break. Hello, Minister Plump.
We on Yah Shalom. We don't die, we multiply. Black power forever. Assalamu alaikum. Black history and education and economics, you are absolute positive, devastating right, beloved. And we love you for all you do. Plump Music Productions and the 63rd Street Drummers Band rehearsal this Sunday and every Sunday at 2:30 to 4:30 at National Black Wall Street, Chicago, 4655 South Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, room 203, and that's Chicago, Illinois. For more information, go to the HarroldWashingtonFoundation.net for jobs and businesses. We are hiring 100% of our people and more. Or call me, Minister Plump, at 312-671-2773. We love you. Keep up the business.
Love you. Love you.
And I want to make an appointment with you as soon as possible.
Talk to Ebony. Talk to Ebony when you want to do that. Okay, y'all, we got to take a break. Thank you. We got to take a break, y'all. Got to take a 2 or 3 minute break. We'll come back with it. Talk of Chicago 690 WVUN. Our number is 773-591-6090. We're streaming live, www.wvun.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. Take us Facebook, group Facebook. And you can also get us on Blog Talk if you miss us. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back, y'all. We're talking about education. We're talking about economics. We're talking about the world remap. Call me. Let's talk. Be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Martin's International invites you to the combined Jerk Seafood and Vegan Fest and the African Caribbean International Festival of Life, Saturday and Sunday, September 11th and 12th at Washington Park, 55th and Cottage Grove, Chicago. Featuring reggae star Mr. Vegas, the legendary Delphonic, Haitian premier star Felicia Ross, DJ Terry Hunter, Slick J. Adams, Chicago Mass Choir, Billy Branch and the Sons of Blues, and a galaxy of other R&B, blues, jazz, hip-hop, house, Afrobeat, Caribbean, dancehall, and other world music entertainers. It is a family festival of music, food, arts, crafts, games, and more. Come celebrate the historic DeSabo Lakeshore Drive victory. Get tickets early now at www.jsvfest.com or call 312-427-0266. Sponsored by the Chicago Park District, NBC5 Telemundo, Blue Cross Blue Shield, USCCA, and this station, Martin's International, bringing nations together through music and culture. See you there.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
WVON is everywhere you are, on your radio, on your internet, and now, hey Alexa, play WVON 1690 AM.
Getting WVON 1690 AM station from iHeartRadio.
Try it out for yourself. America is listening to WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
That's what Miss Tell Our Young, they're young, gifted, and black. I thought y'all would like hearing Aretha. That's the first time I heard her version of it. I hope y'all enjoyed that. We're back, y'all. Talk of Chicago, 1690 WN, number 773-591-1690. We're streaming live at www.wn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, Group Facebook. You can listen to us back on Blog Talk if you miss us. And we've been talking about this remap. It's not only happening in Chicago, even though I've been giving you the numbers. You better check the numbers wherever you are in the country. And how they have these people just walking across the border and getting their numbers. And then you got Afghanistan coming in, and you got all this other stuff. And I think black folks got to take their head out the sand. And they keep us looking all somewhere else instead of looking at what is. All these folks coming in, they've been very nationalistic. They're looking out for their community. When I see China, the Chinese said the other day, they want their own people. They want to be represented. Well, you know, Chinese don't hire nobody but they folks. They want to talk about the Constitution in terms of having a right to representation. Do we have a right to work in their businesses? Nope. And they're talking, you know, it's really good. Black folks have been lured to sleep because they got you on all this other emotional stuff. And that's why it's like this. I'm going to take a few calls, and I'm going to play the John Henry Clark, Chancellor Williams, I'm going to show you what he said. After I talk, I'm going to take a couple of calls. Then I'm going to tell, Katie, how you doing, Katie?
Oh, hi, Ms. Tillman. You talked about a lot of very important issues, and I agree with you 100%. Do we have an organization where that in Chicago and the state of Illinois, a black organization run by blacks that's an oversight on what's going on in the conditions and keep so they can make recommendations to our government and a leader that can keep an eye on everything?
I don't know. You know, we used to have that. And you can, now the Urban League is not really a black organization, so it looks, it's come out of New York and it's something else. I don't think, when I look at the other people, they got that. They're meeting, they keep an eye on all. And I don't know. That's how we survived in this country, because we did have black folks in think tanks where we came together and we worked on behalf with an agenda for black people. I don't know if somebody know one they can call and tell me. It sure need one. And our community used to be led. Most of our leaders was believed in God, and they moved forward. But you got a lot of folks out here, I don't know. I just don't know, Katie. If somebody know, they can call in and tell me.
Thank you.
Thank you. She waited a long time. Thank you. She's been waiting since the 6 o'clock hour. I really appreciate it. How long is that thing I want to, the video I want y'all to hear? Let me go to Reverend Witherspoon while I'm waiting. Reverend Witherspoon, how long?
God bless you.
God bless you.
We love you and your family and the work that you're doing. Yeah, he told Joshua a long time ago to possess the land, but he had driven his tribes out land. From Jebusite, the Amorite, the Rome people occupied the land. Drug houses, and then they come in and move the drug house off the land, and they bring the Mexican in.
Oh, yeah, they get, like, they come in and buy. You go over there in Fuller Park, over there on West Princeton and Shields, they're buying them like 3 and 4 houses at a time, and the lots next to them. It's some deep stuff going on here, and black folks are so busy, caught up in this social, social-emotional justice stuff until we don't see what's going on with us.
We have to fight back, though, like y'all. You've been fighting all your life. Dr. Marlowe's team told you to fight with the bullet. The battle is the power of the bullet.
But if we're not focused, Reverend Witherspoon, we got to get focused here. People take us all around the board because you ain't got it. We got to focus, and we got, first of all, the red, white, and blue, that's my flag. Secondly, this is my country. Thirdly, I should say first, we got to look at the children, do what we got to do, and we got to go back to God. We got to be God, family, and country. We got to have that.
We have to love God. We have to go fear God. We have to fear God, put God first.
And our children are just as important. God and our children are just as important. You say they're holding these babies and folks coming like, the poor little babies. Black babies are important, too. Thank you, Reverend Witherspoon. Black babies are very important. Let me see what Prince is going, and then I'm going to play Chancellor Williams for you for a few minutes to see what he said about it. Princess?
Hi, God bless you, Alderman Tillman. I just wanted to call to give some very valuable information on an event that's going on. This is the third year it's happened. It's the Back to School Rodeo.
Oh, with the Black Cowboys?
Monumental Faith Church. Oh, it's going on over there. They got all kinds of things.
Is that with the Black Cowboys? Was that the Black Cowboys?
No, I don't know. I just know that I'm looking at the progress. It says Rodeo at Monumental Faith.
Okay, what's
started
the address?
Yesterday at 3 o'clock. It started yesterday. It's going to be for 3 days.
Where's the
got
address,
bull riding
princess?
Over there. They got everything going
what's
on over
what's
there.
What's the address, princess?
2750 West Columbus Avenue.
Okay.
At Pastor Richard E. Hinton's church, Monumental
Pastor
Church.
Okay.
Yes, it's going on over there, girl. I'm trying to tell you because a lot of these children in the city have never been down south to a farm. You know.
Yeah.
They don't know what a farm
I think
looks
that's
like.
Good. The Black Cowboys. I love the Black Cowboys. That's
yeah,
who they got
on
over
there.
With the Black Rodeo. They're some awesome brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Okay.
Today it starts and tomorrow.
Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna play this by Chancellor Williams. What he said about us. The reason how you can know how we've been manipulating them. Coming back to the phone, I got a few lines open and I got 15 minutes left. Chancellor Williams, should I take another call?
Well, adopted, of course. Almost dead in his track. And not by any accident.
What you want to tell me?
Was widespread. And deliberately organized widespread use of drugs. The fact that a decision was made, and I think you, most of you are familiar with the broadcast of the mafia, defector who went on public media to declare what happened and outline in great detail the great plan of how to destroy the black youth of the nation, starting in New York. He said in a meeting 20 miles outside of New York City, the great decision was made. He said he didn't have to guess about it, and I, those who heard him know that I'm quoting him almost verbatim, because he was there. And the decision was to concentrate the distribution of drugs on the black youth of the nation, starting in New York, beginning in the elementary school, and that to punish, even on the pain of death, any of the distributors who invaded the white community. The district commander, black, was to be given any kind of car he wanted, Mercedes, Rolls Royce, anything, because this would be a part of the sales pitch. Said blacks just love fine cars, and he'd drive around through the community in his fine car, and some of his key assistants, and he'd be identified, he'd be known, that sort of stuff. And so the story is, I'm not going any farther into it. But thus it began and the spread over the country.
Okay, he said, give him the bling bling. We missed that. Just give him something shiny, huh? I'm going to play more of that another time because that was Chancellor Williams, the author of Destruction of Black Civilization. He did a whole piece on how they moved the drugs from, and you can go online and find it too, how they moved it from New York and what they said they would do and how they would move it around to take the black youth. Let me go to the phone. Anita? Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on. I need to get off the phone. It was loud. Williams from Maywood.
Good morning.
Good morning, William.
I think we need to come together on one agenda to demand reparations. All the foreigners, they all come with an agenda. Seems like by this time now, black people would see that we need to demand our reparation. Everybody's coming to this country eating off the cake that we built. And any of this other programs that they're talking about, we need reparations for us to control. And that'll push us on out of this dilemma that we're in.
How would you suggest we do that?
Everybody else is coming and benefiting off what we already built.
I agree. How do you suggest we do that?
Say that again, please.
How do you suggest we do that?
First of all, we need to demand reparations through our so-called elected representatives. And we just need a groundswell from the grassroots. We need to demand our reparations that's owed us. We're not asking for no handout. This is what's owed us for giving this country its wealth.
Okay.
Anything else, any other program, we need to demand reparations locally, all the way through nationally.
Well, we have to, repairing the damage have to be a thing for all the descendants of enslavement, how you lay it out. And I think as we was doing the reparation movement with Dr. Andy Thompson, God rest his soul, and a lot when we put together the reparation movement, we had laid out a plan for a Marshall Plan just for black folks. It can't be all over the board. Had to be a Marshall Plan for the descendants of enslaved, which include education, economics, health, and all the other stuff. We really laid it out. You can't be all over the board with five or six different ways, William. We got to come, you know, that's what we kind of have to do. Thank you, William. And reparations, repairing the damage. I'm going to have Professor Small on with me next week, y'all. We're really going to talk about this whole thing about our community and our family and stuff. In fact, there's a Small in the book, in Jimmy's book, or the Tillman Family Press. One of the Smalls, I asked him, was he related to that person? He said, yeah, they from the family tree. I think he was the first congressman from the South down there. You need to make sure you get the book at Tillman Family Press, TillmanFamilyPress.com. Let me talk to Anita and what you said. Okay, what my son got for me. I'm almost got to get out of here. Anita, I got a couple of lines open. I almost got to get out of here. Anita?
I just wanted to say about the education. Good morning.
You didn't know I came? What was all that screaming going on at your house?
Yeah, that was the baby. She's like less than 3 months.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to say something about the children can't get behind on math and science because of the pandemic for some reason. They have to come out of the schools. They can get those trailer mobile units, either come in the neighborhoods or something, and get that math and science taught by people, maybe working in science labs and things like that, because sometimes the teachers aren't that good at teaching math and science.
You know, I think Anita, that with them being at home, the parents are really getting a chance to see what their children have not been getting. And a lot of folks in these schools teaching are not proficient in the subject that they're teaching. I think that black folks need to have some freedom schools, like we did when we boycotted Mollison. You know, when the Alpha Brothers we had a lot of different schools. All our children went up, but the Alpha Brothers, the Alpha Phi Alpha, had the older children. And when they taught those children in Mollison went up so high, and they was behind before we got our freedom school set up. I think these churches and folks need to just set up some freedom schools, because we cannot allow these folks to take math, reading, and science away from our children. We have got to do just like we did back in the other days. How we learned and we taught, we got to go back to it and do something, because we've already lost some generation. But we got to not only have the schools for our children, but some of these adults need to learn too. So we got to have a trifold. But I think we got to take over. We can't depend on these folks, huh?
No, we shouldn't pay for anything in our churches. The school, the government, that's part of reparations, is to educate us so our men can provide.
Oh, I'm not saying
teach.
Anita, I'm not saying give up on that, but I'm saying we need to set up some schools for ourselves in terms of freedom schools, begin, teach our children, and also demand the public education do what they're supposed to do. Thanks, Anita. Thank you so much. I mean, we have got to – I'm pleading. The AME did it. We set up medicine. How you think Howard and all these schools got caught up, set up a medicine and all of that stuff to teach our own? We got to teach our own. What song you got for me? I don't know. Okay. Do I take this last call, Ebony, because I got to go? Okay, Ebony's talking to somebody. I was going to try to take this last call, but I got to get out of here. Jan, you got 30 seconds. You can start playing. Okay. Let's see. Jan, I'm going to take you, and I got to go after that. I want to thank y'all for listening. Jan?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm going to take you, and I got to go.
Hi, man. I've been listening to you guys forever, even through my time in the military. Everything that you've talked about education, my heart is beating so fast, is in the United Nations Convention Against the Rights of the Child. And America is the only country on the planet that has not ratified that convention.
Okay, thank you so much. Call me earlier next week, get more time. Hey, y'all. Hey, I've enjoyed y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed our conversation today. Hopefully, I want y'all to study before y'all come back next week. I want y'all to be up to date on this remap wherever you are in the country. And also the education. Let's talk about what we're going to do. All this other talk don't matter if we don't save the children. We got to save our children, y'all. We got to. It's not about these old folks. We all keep doing the same thing. Hey, we out of here in a few minutes. God's going to take us to the next level. But in the meantime, we got to save our children. They got to feel the love. Dorothy Wright Tillman, call to be in the conversation with me. Right at the City of Chicago, WVON, every Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. Y'all should join me and do some studying next week. Wherever you are in the country, know that they drop people off in your community all over the country. Get your coffee. I'm going to try to get somebody to come up from the state to talk about that remap, but not next week to follow me. Hey, get your coffee, get your tea, and come on back next week and talk to me. It's about our children. Hey, Dorothy Wright Tillman said, I'll see you next week. The greatest thing. Some of y'all don't want to talk about the children. I don't know why. I found the greatest love of all.
Love of all inside of me. The greatest
love. You know when it's sliding in. Maybe 10 seconds. See y'all next week. The greatest love of all. See you next week. Till next week, reparations now.
In this slavery industry is this nation's foundation of economy. What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restrictions. They cut children from my queen cut to increase their
in North Carolina.
What the governor signed also requires an officer to intervene when a fellow officer uses excessive force.
The murder-suicide involving a beautiful black Instagram model and a white man, who may have been a stalker, still has many questions. Police say 33-year-old Janae Gagne, better known online as Miss Mercedes Moore, was killed by Kevin Accordo. Police say he traveled all the way from Florida to Texas to kill her, then stab himself in the neck. The woman's father actually found him when he went to her apartment after not hearing from her. He says he warned his daughter of the danger that could result from her millions of followers on social media.
A heartbreaking story out of Homestead, Florida. Not only is a beloved longtime teacher dead, but her adult daughter died just days later. COVID crushing this black family and the entire Miami-Dade school community. First, the mother, 67-year-old Lillian Smith, taught first graders at Dr. William A. Chapman Elementary School for 30 years.
She was so excited to get back to the classroom because she loved them kids.
and she called all of them her baby.
Then, days later, her daughter, who was also a school employee, just started as a cafeteria manager, wife and mother of two teens, 43-year-old LaKeisha Williams, died.